Radio Mutation, Garage Punk, Pirate Radio Podcast Network.
Not necessarily beautiful, but mutated.
Carbon monoxide. Welcome to Marty's Garage.
Yes, this is Marty's Garage here on Radio Mutation. How is everybody doing? It's been a while since I've done a show here. I know I had a million excuses, like a broken hard drive, a broken computer, but I'm back. And they've changed the wallpaper. Wow. Pretty cool.
I'm going back to my neighborhood. Go-
Yeah, that is a band called Happy Times from Brisbane, Australia. Maybe. It is on Swashbuckling Hobo Records. You can find it on the Bandcamp. The song's called Chico Roll. Before that was the Flatworms' new record, and I was really looking forward to this. Finally came out. That was the second song on it called Goodbye Texas. The first single, Motorbike, was like crazy, crazy good, and the record's pretty dang good itself. The Gins started the set off or show off for a show in a long time with from their album that came out in February. What song did I play? Gins Love, and the record is called The Gins, and you can actually get that at the Bandcamp for a $5 for the cassette, or you can pay what you want for a download. Just trying to play catch up with things I have played or haven't played and have been listening to, like, all by my measly self. So hope you enjoy the show. Here is I might have played some of these before, but you know what the hell. Here's from an EP that I really like, came out earlier in the year. They're called the Van Danes, and this song's called Every Fourth Year. Take it away, Van. We'll be right back. you guys all sing along? I didn't know all the words. So that was Full Speed Ahead by Wood Chickens from Madison, Wisconsin. That was a single released earlier in the year, but they just put out a record, and the record, it came out in June, and the record's called Countryside, and that side spelled with a C. Let's see, before that we heard Creep Speed, good EP with The Loneliest Man You'll Ever See, and played Had a Feeling from that EP. Just moved that over, that whole EP over into this little folder that I call like some of my favorite EPs or songs or albums of the year. So I did it, you know. Before that, we heard Fries from Madrid, Spain with their single Radical, and we started off the Van Danes from Helsinki, Finland with Every Fourth Year. Just got back from Nashville, Tennessee, and if you have never been there, make sure you go there. And you can go to Roberts, hang out there, because it's, you can get beers are $2.50, or the, at least the Busch Light and the Miller High Life, the good stuff, you know. And you can get a hamburger cheap, and you can get a fried bologna sandwich cheap. And I always never really was a bologna fan, but when you fried it, makes it delicious. And they are a pure rockabilly 50-60 country bar. So anywhere else, you're going to spend like $10 a beer. I mean, at least it felt like it. Brand new from the Mansoors. Actually, it's not brand new, but it is a new compilation release of stuff that has never been on records before. At least that's what it says. It's put out by Slovenly. This is the Mansoors with Suburban Girls.
Yeah.
You know, I do have one thing to complain about with, it's not necessarily Nashville, but some of these towns you go into. I had no problem. We stayed out at by the Grand Ole Opry, which they moved about 10 miles out of town in Nashville. And we stayed at a place called the Fiddler Inn. And me and my wife, it was about $70-$80 a night. And it was okay. But friends of mine stayed downtown because they had points, and they had, and it was like $300 a night. And then you had to pay another $30 a night to park. And it just burns me up when these hotels charge you to park your car. And they're also charging you to park your ass, and I'll never stay in a place like that. But anyway, we heard I'm done with that. We heard a band called a duo called Dion Lunadun, and as much as they sound like they're from Germany, they're from Brooklyn, New York, and that was from their album that came out in June. You can get it on Bandcamp, and that song was called Ripper. Before that was Jim and the French Vanilla from their Afraid of the House, which on Dirt Nap Records. Real good record. Real, real good record. Now I just got to tell you which song I played. I played Take It to the Grave. And the name of the album is Afraid of the House. Before that was Pretty Goals with Emergency 666 from their Dead Man's Walk single. And I think they're from Detroit. Let me see. Yeah, Detroit, Michigan. And we start off from the Monsieurs with Suburban Girls from their Deuce record. And it's kind of a album put together of stuff they haven't ever been on record before. But, you know, at least that's a good sign that I guess they are still together and they should be putting some new stuff out, hopefully. Let's move on to these guys, Las Luis with Bored Sick Done. Oh, this is Radio Mutation. I hope you're having a good time. We'll be right back. This is the third time I'm trying to tell you guys what I just played, because first time I had it on the wrong setting. Second time I didn't have my cord plugged in good enough. And this time, who knows what's going to happen. That was Deathlands from their Fuck Disc cassette. Dookie Scumba was the name of the song. And they have a brand new split LP with a band called Fake Tides. I haven't really listened to it yet. The Gentlemen's with Get On from Hobo Hi-Fi. And that was released last year on Aereo Piata Records. You can check it out on the Bandcamp. Zorton and the Cannibals with Oogie Boogie from Unfavorable Offerings. Good, that's a really good record. And they are from Toronto. Check it out on the Bandcamp. And Les Louise with Bored Sick Done on Slovenly, which is a really good record label. They keep putting out great stuff, and that's out of Reno, Nevada. At least the record label is. And by the liner notes of the Les Louise, they are a blast from Cheese Eating Attack Monkeys. This is Marty's Garage. This is Radio Mutation, and this is brand new from the Choke Chains.
Yeah.
It's just so messed up. That was Bad Ho from Two Cans and a Lollipop. That was frontwards. Before that was two songs by the same band, Bad Boyfriends, and they are from Little Rock, Arkansas. And excuse me, the first song was Time Waster from Songs Your Mama Taught Us, and the second one was Lotus Eater from Live from Asshole Liquor. For that was the band Slopers with Urban Champ from their album Slopers, and that is a Chicago band released way back in January. I think they got something new out. Maybe I'll go check. And we saw brand new from Choke Chains, and the song was called Galactic Overlord. The album's called Android Sex Worker, and I like these guys a lot. It's Thomas Jackson Porter from the Bantam Rooster, formerly from Bantam Rooster, and also guys from the Dirt Bombs, a guy from the Chinese Millionaires. But anyway, it's a great record, and it's a more accessible, what I mean by that is more blues, more rock, less noise. I like it from them guys. This is The Royal Pains, produced by Wild Billy Childish. Yeah. I love a good pop song. Man, that is a great record, too. That's brand new from Charlie Foxtrot. And that song is called The Golden Age, and the album's called Wake and Hate. The Devious Ones before that with Court Closed. That's a single by a band from Detroit that is really, I can't wait to put wait till they put out a long player. The Royal Pains with Get Punched, and that is a band that produced by Billy Childish. Good song, man. Real good song. I don't know if I ever put anything else out. Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening to Marty's Garage here on Radio Mutation. I should play the little jingle, but I'm lazy. And also, I want to apologize. I haven't put a show out in quite a while because I had a broken hard drive and broken computer and everything else. And it looks like I need a new mic soon because my wire keeps popping out and I got to keep recording things. So anyway, I apologize for not doing shows, but I've had a lot of problems, technical problems, and hopefully these are fixed. I just got a donation from Pete Frank, and I want to thank him for helping me being able to get things fixed, and kind of told me, got me a kick in the butt and say, get moving, man, because I like doing the shows, and I missed doing them there for that while. I'm gonna end it with a band called Street Reaper from the album called Street Sweeper, and the song's called Rock Alone, and they are from Ventura, California. This is more good pop rock and roll. See you guys. Thanks for listening, and email me at Marty63@gmail.com. Bye.